Elliot and Goulding, Leona seems to be. To Pop, Pop, Bob, and Ray, 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 Hockey and Comedian. To Tease the Tea, for Pop and Ray, so lift your voices clear.
We weren't able to present Jeannie and Amir yesterday, and we want to apologize to those of you who called up. Al Schaefer, our sound man, saying you were sorry and disappointed. Al, is there anything today that...
I got a terrible case of laryngitis.
As we've said, Al has laryngitis. Whether this is a dodge or on the level, we'll be able to tell
it's
next
no
week.
Dodge.
It's no
maybe
dodge,
I'd
he
like
says.
To sing if I could. It's a physical impossibility.
Physical impossibility for him to sing Jeannie and Amir today. He hopes that...
By its spirits.
What do you hope? That Monday you...
Monday.
He hopes Monday he'll be able to do it, and it smarts.
Very much so.
Very much so.
Okay, go on back to your table. Stay back there. It's time now for the most controversial program on radio, the Mike Sturdley Interview. Here to get the story behind the story is your host, Mike Sturdley.
During the past few months, Major League Baseball has become the center of a storm that may not die out within our generation. The question of big league ball for the West Coast has been debated seriously for the first time. And in Congress, all of organized baseball has been placed under the scrutinizing eye of investigators. Here with us today is a man who can lift the veil of mystery from many of these issues. He is reserve outfielder Whitey Fragness of the Chicago Cubs. Whitey, it's an honor to have you here.
Well, Mike, I welcome this opportunity to let the public know the truth about what's happening in baseball today. I have nothing to hide myself, and I feel that an informed public is necessary to save our national pastime.
Whitey, there are some statements which you've made in the past that seem to need clarification. For example, I have here a copy of the Sporting News from March 23rd, 1956.
Oh, boy.
Now, in that publication, you're quoted as saying, and I quote, "I've changed my batting stance. I am getting good wood on the ball now, and I expect to hit 300 this year." That's the end of the quotation. Now, the truth of the matter is that you hit 126 for the season. Would you care to comment on that?
Well, yes, I'd care to comment on that.
This was a direct quote appearing in a national publication.
Yeah. Well, you see, I was more or less kidding around. All of us were, in fact. And, for one thing, I was drunk when I made the statement.
I see. In other words, you were appearing in a major league uniform while in a state of intoxication.
Well, I don't remember what I was wearing at the time. I was pretty blotto.
Now, in the Chicago Daily News, August 14th, 1955, there is another direct quotation attributed to you.
Gosh.
I'd like to read it. "I feel that my ability as a distance hitter will help the Cubs. What they've needed for a long time is a man who can drive that long ball in the clutch." Well, that was on August 14th, 1955, and the record shows that you did not hit a ball out of the infield until May 26, 1957. What do you have to say about that?
Well, first, I'd like to say that the ball I hit out of the infield curved foul.
But in spite of all that's happened, you're still sticking by that statement you made 2 years ago.
Well, I think it was Dee Fondy who made the statement. I don't know how my name got connected with it at all.
Well, Whitey, don't you honestly feel that there's something wrong with Major League Baseball if it has any place for a player of your caliber?
I never made a statement on that, did I?
No, I'm just asking for an honest opinion.
Well, I want the truth to be told here. As I say, I have nothing to hide. I guess that's about it.
Well, I think we can only conclude that you've repeatedly made irresponsible statements to the press, that you're utterly devoid of athletic ability, and that you're a disgrace to the Major League uniform you wear.
Well, that's more or less the impression I've had, but I thought maybe I was being too critical, you know.
No, I'm sure that our listeners will consider you a living indictment of organized baseball. And now, until next time, this is Mike Sturdley saying thank you and goodbye.
Well, I did pretty well in the 3I League.
is just around the corner. Any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me on a corner just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms, but strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you got arms. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you got arms. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. When I'm around you, when I'm around you.
It's time now for another episode of The Gathering Dusk, the heartwarming story of a girl whose courage has enabled her to be conquered by misfortune. As we look in on the Bessinger household today, Edna is resting in the laundry chute between the first and second floors. It's mid-afternoon, and Dr. Huber, the village eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist, is just arriving.
Oh, it's you, eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist Huber. It was nice of you to interrupt your office hours to answer my emergency call.
Well, this is the afternoon. I don't have office hours, Miss Edna. I was just sitting in my office writing a paper on polyps when you called.
Oh, is that so? It sounds like a pretty racy subject.
Well, it's just a scholarly paper, really. I hope to have it published in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Well, Well, I'll certainly be watching for it. My brother Waldo gave me a subscription to the AMA Journal for Christmas. I get an awful lot of enjoyment out of it.
Is that right? I didn't know that many laymen read the publication.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for anything. Of course, I just look at the pictures mostly. Those shots of muscles, things like that they have. Remarkable photography.
Well, those are just medical drawings, Miss Edna. You can't photograph a muscle very well.
I suppose not, now that you mention it. I've often considered writing to the Journal and asking them to run more Western stories and cartoons. Your article on polyps doesn't happen to be a Western by any chance, does it?
No, it's just about polyps.
That's a pity. I get so much pleasure out of Westerns.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm sure you didn't call me over here to talk about the AMA Journal. Is there something troubling you right now?
Yes, there is, eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist Huber. I've had a terrible roaring in my ears all day. I'm so afraid it means that I'm losing my hearing. I wonder if you'd examine me and see if there's anything at all that can be done.
Well, I think I can spot the trouble without an examination, Miss Edna. You just wait here a moment.
Why, it's a miracle. You've cured me. The roaring has stopped.
Yes, ma'am. The roaring wasn't in your ears. Somebody left the water running in the bathtub. That's what you heard.
Must eyes, you're right. Eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist Huber. I started drawing my bath water this morning and then forgot all about it. This certainly does take a load off my mind. I almost feel as if I'm no longer standing in the gathering dusk.
And so Edna has been miraculously freed from the head noises that threatened her health. And what will all this mean in terms of next month's water bill? Be sure to join us next time when Edna faces this new crisis in the gathering dusk. This is the Bob and Ray Show, so stand by.
We'll be back, though, in a little while with some more really funny entertainment for you folks.
Right.
Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.